Demonstrators were unafraid to take to the streets of northeast Aleppo and chant slogans, even as government forces renewed their assault on the city. Syrian troops reportedly fired from helicopter gunships on neighborhoods in rebel-held areas. A Syrian security force told news agencies that special forces had been deployed on the edge of town, and more Syrian troops were due to arrive for an attack on either Friday or Saturday. US State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the United States fears Syrian government forces are preparing to carry out a massacre.
We have grave concerns about the situation in and around Aleppo and obviously Damascus. And there are credible reports of columns of tanks prepared to attack the city. And again, this is another desperate attempt by a regime that is going down to try to maintain control, and we are greatly concerned about what they are capable of in Aleppo.
The UN human rights chief, Nave Pillay, has appealed to both Syrian government forces and rebels to spare civilians in Aleppo. She's voiced deep concerns at the likelihood of a major confrontation in the city. Safety fears have forced the Red Crescent to suspend some of its activities in the city as its partner organization, the Red Cross, withdrew 13 staff from Damascus. Around half of the UN observers serving in Syria have left the country as the mission begins its final 30-day mandate. The newly appointed mission chief, Babacar Gaye, says he's taking over a very difficult situation in Syria.
We had to suspend our activities because our unknowns were at risk, and we are back with the hope that reason will prevail, that there will be in this tunnel some light that we can seize.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that additional monitors should be sent to Syria.
We want the monitors to be able to work in all the areas where government forces clash with the opposition, and we really hope that both sides will give heed to the Security Council request to ensure security for the UN mission.
Rosemary Hollis is Professor of Middle East Policy Studies at London City University. She says that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will do anything he can to hold on to Aleppo.
I think what's painfully riveting is this sense that, yes, indeed, Assad's forces are going to fight on come what may, and there will be massive destruction in the process because they're up against rebels who are fighting a low-scale, guerrilla-type operation inside different districts of Aleppo, and hit-and-run tactics that they're using are nothing against tanks, artillery, air power, which the Assad regime has. So it's an uneven fight, but it spells a Pyrrhic victory if the Assad regime uses all its firepower, because there's going to be so many people killed.
The pro-government Al-Watan newspaper has warned that the mother of all battles is about to start. The phrase echoes one used by Saddam Hussein in 1991, shortly before Iraqi forces were driven out of Kuwait. Rosemary Hollis again.
I think when they come out with a phrase like this is going to be the mother of all battles, they're telling us it's going to be ghastly. And one wonders if part of that is to frighten off the rebels so that they disappear before it comes to it.
The former head of the UN monitoring mission in Syria, General Robert Mood, said on Friday it was only a matter of time before the Assad regime falls. But General Mood, who left Syria last week, said Assad's fall would not necessarily bring the conflict in Syria to an end.